of Schubert's B minor rondo, Deutsch 895, from Caroline Wiedmann and Alexander Longqvist. And Schubert's C major fantasy, I think we're agreed, is the standout work in their recital. That fragility of tone, the silvery sound just works so well. And that's new from ECM. Now, the violin sound needs to change for our next recital on disc. Shostakovich and Stravinsky from Judith Ingolfsson and Vladimir Stupel. It's an unusual combination, actually, Helen, isn't it? They're not them, the Stravinsky and the Shostakovich.
Yes, I think it's a brave thing to put the two together, but it's really illuminating. And I think the ambiguity in both the works comes through from putting them next to each other. And what I love about Judith Ingolfsson is she has this really sensual, penetrating tone, very different from what we've just heard. And it brings out the Tchaikovsky behind in the Divertimento, which is obviously based on the Tchaikovsky-based ballet, La Baiser de la Fée. She brings Tchaikovsky back to life by this very sensual approach. And I think it works fantastically. So many people treat Stravinsky performances rather cool and dry, and she goes the opposite way, and it really pays dividends.
Thank you.
Part of the Sinfonia from Stravinsky's Divertimento, music from his ballet The Fairy's Kiss, that homage to Tchaikovsky, all the character and sort of angular wit coming through beautifully in that performance from Judith Ingolson and Vladimir Stupel. They've found the right combination, haven't they? Because it's light and it's witty, but there's still that darkness and weight to it as well.
Yes, there's a very strong sense of powerful personalities coming through that. I mean, they do the pas de deux, that's a very witty, sparkling piece, and they do that with aplomb. But there's a real edge, I think, to their playing. And of course, that comes out in the Shostakovich, because they've got these reserves to draw on, which you need with Shostakovich. And
if you're talking darker undertones, I mean, the Shostakovich violin sonata is the piece to go, isn't it? They're just not hidden at all, are they? It is brooding.
It's brooding, and it's got anguish there, and I think, and it's a great big structure as well. This sonata, one of the really late sonatas, 1968, written for Oistrakh and recorded with Richter. I mean, you've got a heavy legacy there, but they go down into the depths of this piece, and they get that great spiral structure, very beautifully worked out in the last movement. And in fact, I think we're going to hear from that slow final movement now, an excerpt where she starts with that very veiled, vulnerable sound and then sort of moves up a gear into something very intense.
Shostakovich violin sonata from Judith Ingolson and Vladimir Stupel. Now, that really is a take-no-prisoners approach, isn't it? The way it builds to that climax. But can they escape that outsized shadow cast by David Oistrakh?
I think they can, because they do have there's a real dark Russian feel to this approach. And there's a compelling sense of an unfolding narrative. I mean, yes, it's not David Oistrakh, but I was very convinced by this, I have to say. I think that, and the unity of the structure, they really achieved that. They realised that beautifully. And it was incredibly impressive.
And it's a great combination with the Stravinsky, isn't it? Stravinsky and Shostakovich from Ingolson and Stupel, and that's a hybrid SACD from the Audite label. Now, Helen, compared to the violinists and cellists in his life, and notably Oistrakh and Rostropovich, Shostakovich is